it's fine. We're trying to shift your paradigm. Now all the time, you got it on your mind. Can't pretend it wouldn't be nice. It's whatever turns you on. Good evening. Your circus or a shishan beer. Such a jar of can of beer. Ripper like clown, the prize is going down. You can make it happen here. Finding love all the family. Good evening. Good evening.
Right there we are finished, Timothy. That's your part. Graham? Graham, that's your part. And this is mine. Right, do you want to try it?
Yeah.
Right, I'll give you four and in, okay? Four. Beep up a lovely bum, chan chan. Beep up a lovely bum, yeah. For the sound of sensation across the nation. Oh, listen to radio. Goodies! Oh, come on. Where's your boom?
What?
Boom, boom, look, it's there enough on your spot. Boom, boom.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was working. You can't have a radio station without a transmitter.
Or without jingles. Now, do it again. Boom, boom, just a lot. For the sound of sensation across the nation, listen to radio, goodies!
Boom.
Thank you, that was very soulful indeed.
I'm sorry, but some of us have more important things to think about than booms. Yeah. Like designing a transmitter.
Hey, let's have a look at that!
There we are. It's only a small start, but I think I can promise that Radio Goodies will soon be the biggest and best commercial radio station in the country.
Radio Goodies!
Boom.
So all we need now is the government permission. Now look, I've written to the GPO, I've filled in a form, applied for a license, I slipped in a fiver with it. What more can I do?
Did you post it?
Of course I did. 3 months ago.
First or second class?
Well, second class.
Oh, well, we want to reach them yet,
given
time.
They'll send their reply second class, so that's another 3 months. We might just get it in time for Christmas.
Yeah, then it'll get mixed up with the Christmas cards, and the temporary postman will dump it in the canal. I think we can forget Radio Goodies.
No, look, be fair. You know, I think the GPO have got a very difficult job to do.
Yes, that's why they do it so badly.
It'll be in ex post.
You've been saying that for many, many weeks now.
Hello? This is the postman. I have here a registered letter for the goodies. In accordance with post office official procedure, I shall now knock twice, very softly, then run away before you can answer the door.
Got it, this is it, it's gone. Radio Goodies, look at that, it's been all over that country.
London and Belfast, Manchester, Edinburgh, Hong Kong. Oh, come on, it can't have been to Edinburgh.
Open it, come on.
GPO Department of Broadcasting. Dear Goobies, with the receipt of your completed form applying for a license to commence a commercial radio station. The closing date for applications was the 15th.
No, it's all right, the posted hours on the 6th.
Unfortunately, yours arrived 2 months late.
Their blasty fault is their post, isn't it?
So regretfully, we must refuse your request. Yours, the past master Jonneran.
Can't do that if they deliver.
Oh, yeah, wait a minute. P.S. If you can't afford first-class post, you haven't got enough money to start a radio station anyway. P.P.S. Thank you for the fiver.
What a nerve! What a ruddy nerve!
Bye-bye, little groupie girl.
Ruddy GPO.
All that brilliant work wasted.
Now, hang on. Perhaps we could start a pirate radio station?
We ought to start a pirate post office.
Hey, now, that's not a bad idea.
It's a very good idea.
A pirate post office. Now, of course, it'll have to be outside the 5 mile limit.
On a boat?
Why not? I shall design one.
You can't, can you?
I can do anything.
I thought I'd have a radio station.
Well, you can have one as well. Then we can use the radio to advertise the post office.
You're balmy.
Have I ever failed you?
No.
All right, then. I'll design the boat. You organize the post office, since it was your idea.
Well, I wasn't really being serious.
And you get on with the radio station.
Radio Cronies!
Boom.
G-E-C-O! Radio Cronies.
Right. There we are. It's finished. How about that?
Oh, very impressive.
Very nice. Yes.
But when it floats? Floats, of course it'll float. Now, look, we've got everything we need on the same boat. Sleeping accommodation, studio, sorting office.
How big is it?
That's about 160 feet by 138.
It'd be a bit conspicuous, won't it? I mean, after all, what we're going to do is a bit illegal, isn't it? And I don't think the Coast Guard ought to know where we are, really.
Now, don't worry. This works on the iceberg principle. 7/8 below the water, 1/8... above the water. A perfectly ordinary rowing boat.
You crafty little genius, you.
Ah, but would it take rather a long time to build this?
What do you think I've been doing off the Essex coast for the past week?
You mean...
It's finished. How's Radio Goodies coming on?
Radio Goodies, ready to go.
And the post office? Good, okay, synchronized watching. We board the good ship Saucy Gibbon at dawn tomorrow. Just outside the 5-mile limit.
5 miles? I can't swim 5 miles. I can only do a wing.
You won't have to swim. Come on.
Radio Goodies.
Here,
yeah,
let me have a go.
Hello, this is your sexy DJ, Tiny Tim. Children, children. We are here principally to start a post office, not to further the already disastrous course of adolescent culture.
Woo-hoo! Thank you, Malcolm Muggeridge.
Now, what are those plans for the post office you've been working on?
Well,
don't tell me you've forgotten them.
But I didn't manage to work out much. You see, I can think ideas up, but I'm not very good on the practical side. And you're also good at it, and I thought perhaps, as you're so good, you'd be better than me at
the I suppose I shall have to do it all myself as usual.
Are we sulking now? I'm sorry. Oh, let him get on with it. Come on, let's get Radio Goodies on the air. Hey, bags our first disc jockey.
You'll need some practice.
You're joking. Listen to this. Hi there, Captain Kittens. Here we go. And not brand new winging. Do your own thing. One man should have a damn saddle. Now. And here you go. Whoa, goody. Yes, right here, goody. You better believe it. All right, yep. Now you do Lewis! Harvey Lewis!
Will you be quiet, please? I'm working.
Sorry. Yes, friends. You're listening to Radio Goodies. Beep up the valley, but... Beep up the valley, but... For the sound of sensation across the nation. Listen to Radio Goodies!
Tom.
Let's get on with the post office, eh? Go on, go on.
Right now, listeners, we continue on Radio Goodies with music, music all the way, with the up-to-the-minute sound of... With the right up-to-the-minute sound of... A Walk in the Black Forest.
Well, friends, we're interrupting this groovy town to bring you some good, good, goody news. Friends, the Goody Post Office is here. Any minute now. Stay tuned for more news in just one moment.
And meanwhile, we move on with more music, and what better than... A Walk in the Black Forest, part two.
You got any other?
No.
Sorry, yes? It's all right. Once we get established, we start getting sponsors, they start putting money in, a couple of weeks, we made a fortune. Then we can afford another record. It's rather relaxing, isn't it?
Right, come on, wake up. Here we are, our plans for our postal service.
What?
Like our post office, the fastest and most efficient in the world.
Well, you're confident.
Well, it is the work of genius. Right now, here are your instructions. Mobile collecting boxes, postmarking procedures, and delivery schedules. Advertise the free offer, would you?
What free offer?
Hear this. Every time you post a letter in a Goodies postbox, you will be given absolutely free a Goodies letter stamp. Save on envelopes, save on stamps. All in one. Get yours today. Radio Goodies is now closing down so we can all have a good night's sleep and be up first thing in the morning to start the post office. Be sure not to miss it. Thank you and good night, Radio Goodies. Boom.
Right, come on, tomorrow, action.
I'm working well tonight.
Hurry, hurry, hurry!
Goodies, plastic space opera.
Mom, Mom! I found a cool plate.
Goodies, plastic space opera. But, you know it makes sense.
Hello, hello, the best to you, hello. With plastic face guns, every breakfast good enough to eat.
Do you have midriff phone? Then scan the goodie tip. Try the fingertip test.
Yes, friends, that was number one in the Goodies Hip Parade. And now, number two. And it's the next 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. A Walk in the Black Forest.
What the hell's going on out there? You mean to rip the empty aircraft gun to shoot that lot down? Here, get on with those. The rest of them's on the way to Holland.
This is a bit silly.
It's a stupid idea.
No, it's not a bad idea. It's a very good idea. But it's my idea. But I think the organization does need a little thinking about.
Yeah, and then forgetting about.
No, we must. Not yet, anyway. We've just got to have a long chat with Graham about it.
I think he's loony.
Yeah.
I think he's loony.
Good morning, man.
Oh, it's you.
How's it all going?
Very badly. We need more staff.
Oh, well, don't worry about that. I've just ordered 2 million extra carrier pigeons and 1,000 homing kangaroos.
Kangaroos? What for?
Parcel post.
We can't keep up with all this work.
Of course you can.
We can't.
Can't.
You're tuned to Radio Goodies.
Of course, I'm going to smile and swing along style and listen to Radio Goodies.
Boom.
Can.
Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can. Can
No, no, I'm far too busy. Anyway, we've only just got this pirate business underway, and we're not going to stop at radio and post office.
Are we?
We are not. I've got this great new scheme for a pirate bus service, with bus stops all outside the 5-mile limit.
Well, they'll all sink.
No, they won't. They'll be mounted on rafts. Look.
How do the people get to the bus stops?
By bus, stupid. Then we can have pirate banks and pirate hospitals with hover ambulances.
It can't be done.
Can.
Stop it.
Well, it can.
Can't.
Those are the plans. You get on with it.
Aren't you even going to stay and help us?
No. I'm working on something really big. I should hurry up sorting those letters. There's another load coming over.
You're tuned to Radio Goodies, and the time is 2:30.
Why the hell can't we buy another record?
Where are you trying to go shopping? We've got all these letters to sort. Look at that! Millions of them!
They're overloaded, and it's all his fault.
So what can we do about it?
I'll show you what we can do about it.
Hello. This is Radio Goodies. Here is an important announcement. Owing to staff shortages and the flood of mail, the Goodies Pirate Postal Service has been forced to close down. We shall deliver the backlog of letters already with us as soon as possible, but please don't send us any more. We just can't handle them. You'll just have to deliver your letters yourself. And on the way, who knows? You might take a walk in the Black Forest.
I have just been listening to the radio.
Oh?
Yeah.
What do you mean by closing down the post office?
Oh, well, I asked.
What do you mean you closed it down?
Oh, well, you overloaded it.
I'll tell you why you closed it down.
Because you are an ineffectual, petty, interfering, unimaginative, useless little lackey.
What are you? I'm an ineffectual intellectual, isn't you?
That's no excuse. Look, we've got Baltimore to
shut up. How do I create a new world when I'm surrounded by fools?
He's flipped.
He's gone. No, he's completely gone.
Stand aside, henchman. This is your leader speaking. Here is an important announcement. It has been put about by backsliding revisionary paper hyenas that the Goodies Pirate Post Office is closing down. This is a lie! Our glorious post office gallantly continues to function. We will get your letters through. These are dark days and the storm clouds gather around us. But never fear! I pledge that I, your leader, will see you safely through to a better world! And now,
a walk in the Black Forest.
What a shame! You can't just take over the whole country. That's piracy.
And piracy on an undreamt of scale. This is my latest and most ambitious plan so far, the most daring stroke in the history of human endeavor. These are giant hydraulic jacks spanning the channel. This is the Royal Navy and the QE2. Teams of miners will tunnel underground from east to west. And then comes the big push.
What's it for?
I intend to tow the whole of Great Britain outside the 5-mile limit. Then I shall take over as leader of a pirate state.
It's not possible.
Everything is possible.
You can do that.
Yes, I might have known. Turn down the chance of a lifetime? Very well. I shall carry on my own. You go back on shore and pick up some letters. Leave me to my work.
I'm not leaving you here, mate.
Get out.
Out!
Today, the post office. Tomorrow, the world.
Come on, where?
Back to the boat. We've got to stop him before he goes too far.
He's gone.
What?
The boat's gone.
Oh, no. What's he doing now?
Look over there.
Oh, he's trying to tow Britain away to England.
Stop it!
No!
You'll never do it!
I'll show them all!
It can't be done!
I can do it! Just you wait and see!
Are you backing in and come on home? I'll make you a cup of tea!
Never! I've got this far, I'm not turning back now!
You can't tow away the United Kingdom! That's flying in the face of nature!
Nature? What do we scientists care about nature? I don't give a fig for you and your lousy nature! I am fed up with having all my plans frustrated. I am sick and tired of screaming away for no recognition. I'm going to change the world. I'm going to alter the face of the globe. I'm going to put Britain on the equator. Go away, I don't need you.
You've gone completely mad.
You take that back.
I will not. You're losing.
No, Bill. The friend we once knew has gone. That creature out there sitting in the ocean is something else. The hapless victim of his own terrible thirst for power. Let him go. He would have wanted it this way.
No, he wouldn't.
Me.
Farewell. I've changed my mind.
You should be.
I'm all right now.
You're all right? Well, that's great. What about us? We put all our money into your loony scheme, and now we're broke, stony broke. And what's more, after that little fiasco, nobody's ever going to offer us a job ever again. We might as well pack this whole thing in.
I'm sorry.
What was that?
Hey! It's from the GPO. He says, thanks for the idea. Check follows by pigeon.
Check? Money for our idea?
We're back in business.
I knew it would work. I told you so. Hey, I've got this great new idea.
Yeah?
Put a pirate church of England up.
No!
Quite right. It doesn't happen again. It was close enough last time.
Yeah.
You know, if you hadn't stopped me from towing away the country when you did, we'd be adrift in the Atlantic.
Well, makes you think.
The Goonies will be back tomorrow at 6.